Article title, Introduction to SimDit, the completely insane multi-device input thingy. Content, yeah, I need to work on the naming of thing subheader. What is SimDit? As the acronym implies, it is an input device for multiple input things. Or to be more precise, it is an input device with modules that can be installed and those inputs can be mapped to multiple joysticks, a mouse or a keyboard, or can be used as a MIDI source. I was looking for a macro keyboard for a friend that does video editing. There are commercial ones and open source ones around. I also have an old joystick that starts to break down. And finally, I'm looking for a 3D mouse for my CAD stuff I do from time to time. Update from July 22, 2022. Now it is even more insane. It can send MIDI and can be used to create music with extra sound generating hardware or software. The real kind, not the. Link to Stepper 1. Link text. Stepper motor music. Link end. Golan, so why build 3-4 things? Let's do one monster. Disclaimer, at the time of writing, it is not built yet. Just single functionalities are tested. It is fully working and in use and still 690 bytes of program memory left. Some more space for madness. Subheader. Specs. I want to do this as modules so it can be extended by plugging in module as you want and recompile in version 1. My current plan involves start of list, list item, base module for PC interface Arduino Pro Micro or clone that presents the input to the computer via USB with an OLED display and an rotary encoder for profile switching. List item, key matrix module with up to 64 buttons using an MCP23017 16-bit I/O extender connected via I2C. List item, 8x rotary encoder module also using the MCP23017 click has to be routed to the key matrix or 5x rotary with buttons. List item, 16 analog inputs using a CD74HC4067. List item, theoretically SBI can be added. Pins are reserved and currently unused. End of list. You can mix and match those things. The MCP23017 has 8 addresses. So you could do 8x64 equals 512 keys or add more analog multiplexers for thousands of analog inputs, like in studio audio mixer or something crazy. All those inputs are mapped to the mouse, keyboard, and joystick S, including macro functions. The profile switching allows for reuse of the buttons for different things, like in the game mode the buttons act as joystick buttons and the 3D joystick maps to the axis. In 3D mouse mode, the joystick maps to mouse movements ASO. Let's see how much functionality we can squeeze into the little RAM of the Arduino. Spoiler, a lot. Subheader, my goal. For my case, I want to build a 3D mouse with an cheap 3-axis joystick module, 3 analog inputs plus 1 digital plus 2 buttons for 2 extra mouse buttons. I want to retire my joystick, same joystick plus maybe a dozen buttons plus a slider for the throttle axis plus a macro keyboard with 16 buttons in the beginning. And finally, for good measure, one rotary encoder module for stuff like volume control or multimedia functions. So in total, one base module and one of each input modules. This blog post series will describe the way to the goal involving the electronics, the software, and the CAD/3D printing part. The link to SimDit 2, link text, next part, link end, deals with the electronics for the modules. Don't worry. It's not complicated and requires minimal previous knowledge.